भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 22, Text 20. Asti
eva
rajan
bhavato
madhudvishaha
pararavindasya
gunanuvadane pratir
durapa
vidhunoti naishtiki
kasman
Kamam,
Kashayam,
Malam,
Antar,
Atmanah,
Astyeva
Rajan Bhavato Madhudvisha, Padaravindasya Gunanuvadane, Tir durapa virunoti naishtiki
kamam kashayam malamantaratmana
astyeva rajan bhavato madhudvisha padaravindasya gunanuvadane Tir durapa vidhunoti naishtiki kamam kashayam malamantaratmana
But do we need to read this whole translation purport twice? There's only two men, I think, who...
Padaravindasya gunanuvadane Tir durapa vidhunoti naishtiki Kamam kashayam malamantaratmana
But do we need to read this whole translation purport twice? There's only two men, I think, who... Everyone sitting here, you all understand Hindi, right?
English.
I know they understand English, but you all understand Hindi except for one man. And two men. Except for two men, everyone understands Hindi. So word for word, translation purport, Hindi. Hindi Bhagavatam aapke paas hai? While you're getting okay.
Asti
eva
nishchayi
rajan
he raja
bhavata
aapka
madhu dvisha
bhagwan
ka
pada sarvin
indasya
charan kamlon ka
गुरु अनुवादने
महिमा काय
में
रति
आसक्ति
दुरापा
अत्यंत कठिन
विधुनोति
धो देती है
नैष्ठिकी
अत्यंत
निष्ठावा
काम
वासनामय
कषायम
अतिरंजित
काम
वासनाएं
मलम
गंदा
अंत
आत्मना
अंतस्थल
से
अनुवाद का
तात्पर्य
इस मंत्र में
संस्कृत होता
है Here I'll give him English for translation. Sanat Kumar continued, My dear king, you have already You already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve, but when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart.
Sanat Kumar ne aage kaha, "Hey Rajan, Shri Bhagwan ke charan kamlon ke gunanuvadan ke prati aapka pehle se jhukav hai. Aise asakti durlabh hoti hai, kintu ek baar भगवान में अविचल श्रद्धा हो जाने पर यह अंतस्तर की समस्त काम वासनाओं को स्वतः ही धो डालती है। भागवत 3.25.25 का कथन है, सताम प्रसंगाम मिदो भवन तिरुकर रसायन कथा तज्जोशनादा शतपवर्गत्मनि श्रद्धा रतिर्भक्त अनुरक्तिक्रमशी। श्री भगवान ने अनुग्रह से भक्तों की संगति से भौतिकवादी पुरुष के हृदय का सारा मल धुल जाता है। जिस प्रकार पॉलिश करने के बाद चांदी चमक उठती है, उसी तरह भक्तों की संगति से भौतिकवादी पुरुष का हृदय काम वासनाओं से वही प्रसंगो भगवान तिरुत्कर रसायन कथा तज्जोशनादा शतपवर्गत्मनि श्रद्धा रतिर्भक्त अनुरक्तिक्रमशी। श्री भगवान ने अनुग्रह से भक्तों की संगति से भौतिकवादी पुरुष के हृदय का सारा मल धुल जाता है। जिस प्रकार पॉलिश करने के बाद चांदी चमक उठती है, उसी तरह भक्तों की संगति से भौतिकवादी पुरुष का हृदय काम वासनाओं से रहित हो जाता है। वास्तव में जीव का भौतिक सुख या काम वासनाओं से कोई संबंध नहीं होता, वह तो निद्रा में मानव स्वप्न देखता है। किंतु शुद्ध भक्तों की संगति से उसकी नींद टूटती है और आत्मा अपनी स्वाभाविक स्थिति को भगवान के शाश्वत दास के रूप में समझकर अपने यश को प्राप्त करता है। प्रथम महाराज पहले से स्वरूप सिद्ध जीव थे, फलतः उनमें श्री भगवान के गुणानुवादन की सहज प्रवृत्ति और कुमारों ने विश्वास दिलाया कि वे भगवान की माया के शिकार नहीं बन सकते। दूसरे शब्दों में भगवान की महिमा का श्रवण तथा कीर्तन ही हृदय को भौतिक कर्म से स्वच्छ रखने का एकमात्र उपाय है। कर्म ज्ञान तथा योग विधि से कोई भी अपने हृदय के कर्मश को दूर नहीं कर सकता, किंतु यदि मनुष्य एक बार भक्ति करके भगवान के चरण कमलों की शरण ग्रहण कर लेता है तो बिना किसी कठिनाई से उसके हृदय का सारा मल दूर हो जाता है।
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञान हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Astyeva Rajan. Astyeva Rajan Bhavato Madhutrisha Padaravindasya Gunanuvadane Ratir Durapa Virunoti Naishtiki Kamam Kashayam Malam Antaratmana. The Kumaras congratulated Prithu Maharaj for having a strong attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna. That attachment is a very rare thing in this material world. In the spiritual world, it's the norm. In the spiritual world, everyone is always glorifying Krishna. Their hearts are free from envy. They're free from all material contamination. And they're in their natural constitutional position. In that constitutional position, they're happy to glorify Krishna. They're not interested in being glorified themselves. They simply want to glorify Krishna. Glorify means to discuss the name, form, qualities. Glorify in English has sometimes the meaning of sort of build someone up. You know, some ordinary person is a politician. Some politician is an ordinary person, but we glorify him. We start to make propaganda about him, and then people start to think that he's the friend of the poor, that he's the most efficient man, that he stands against corruption, and so on and so on. This way we glorify someone. That is, we make him something that he's not. That's how glorification goes in the material world. But the glorification of the Lord, here, gunanuvadane, to describe the glories of the Lord, the characteristics of the Lord, guna anuvadane, to describe the glories, the qualities of the Lord. That means his qualities, his name, his form, his activities, everything. These are naturally wonderful and attractive to the liberated soul. They're naturally wonderful and attractive to the devotee. So in the spiritual world, the devotees take pleasure in discussing Krishna, just as the materialists take pleasure in discussing politics, sports, sex, finance, family affairs, and so on. The liberated souls take pleasure in talking about Krishna. So the spiritual world is full of Krishna katha. It's the world where the whole atmosphere is vibrating with the transcendental glories of Krishna. And the material world is the world where that glorification is suppressed or forgotten or simply overshadowed by all the noise of material vibrations. But a liberated soul like Parikshit Maharaj is very keen to hear about Krishna. And therefore he's praised this is very rare, this is very difficult to find, difficult to find, or difficult to achieve, because the material heart is contaminated since time immemorial. So purifying the heart is not such an easy thing. But, rati durapa, that attraction. Rati means attraction, attachment for, how's it given here? Attachment, yes. That attachment for hearing about Krishna. Just as some people are attached to talking about some pet subject, they always want to talk about sports, they always want to talk about films, they always want to talk about something. But a devotee like Prithu Maharaj always wants to talk about Krishna. Ratir and vidu noti naishtiki. When that faith in Krishna is very strong, one develops such an eagerness to hear about Krishna, and that purifies all the unwanted things from the core of the heart. Kamam kashayam. All lusty desires. The material, this is the problem, that within the heart, these desires are there. Kame shakrote shirajaguna samudbhava. Mahashano mahapapma vidyenam ihavairinam. These material desires are there. Dhumena vriyate vanir yata darsho malena cha. Yato bhena avrito garbhas tata tenevnam avritam. To different degrees. Avritam gyanam etena gyanino nityavairinam. In this way, the jnani, the living entity, is described here as jnani. By nature, he's Satchidananda, he's full of knowledge. But avritam jnanam, his knowledge is covered, etena, by this material lusty desire, which is nityavairina, his eternal enemy. Kamarupena kontiya, duspurena analena cha, and which is never satisfied and which burns analena cha, like fire. This is the nature of lusty desire. If it's cultivated or allowed to grow, it becomes insatiable and it causes suffering. Like fire within the heart. Indriyani mano buddhir asyadhishtanam uchate etayavi mohayachyesha gyanam avritya dehina. The senses, the mind, the intelligence all become sitting places of this material desire. It's like the way you describe a disease, like cancer. It spreads to the bones, it spreads to the heart, it spreads to the other organs, metastasizes. So in the same way, this material lusty desire occupies the mind, intelligence, senses, everything. And through them, Etaira vimohayatyesha jnanam avrityadena. Through them it bewilders, vimohayati, utterly bewilders the conditioned soul. Tasmat tvam indriyanyado niyamya partarshana. Therefore, from the very beginning, one should control the senses. The senses are the gateways for material desire, the eyes, the ears, and so on. Niyamya, one should control them from the beginning, ado. Chanakya Pandit says that one should deal promptly with debt, disease, and fire. If debt is neglected, then it grows. Interest, compound interest, finance charges. So the same debt that could have been paid off very easily becomes very difficult if one neglects it. Similarly, disease. If caught in the early stages, the disease can be quickly cured. But when it's in the chronic stage, then it's very difficult. In Ayurveda also it's said that when a disease is in the initial stage, it's easy to cure. Then it starts to develop and starts to dig in and becomes more difficult. And finally it reaches a stage incurable, where the physician is advised, don't even try. It's now reached such a stage, there's nothing you can do. The same thing that could have been fixed early, now, don't even try. So, death, disease, and fire. Little fire, you can just flick it out. But if it's neglected, it catches, and soon you have a raging fire. In America, you get these forest fires, other places also, Australia and so on, where you know, just a little cigarette or something starts a little fire, but the fire spreads quickly, and soon the whole forest, acres and acres, are ablaze. So fire should be very quickly dealt with. Similarly, lust is compared to fire. It should be dealt with from the very beginning. What is that? Dhyayato vishyapun sam sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama kama krodo vijayate. The beginning is meditation on material enjoyment. At that point one should cut it. At that point, these thoughts are there. Like, no. Jahi shat, the way you deal with mosquito. Jahi shatru mahabaho gana vigyanam papmanam prajahi yenam gana vigyanam ashanam. This lusty desire is gana vigyanam ashanam. It destroys knowledge and realization, practical application of knowledge. Therefore, one should jahi shatrum mahabhava kama rupam durasanam. One should kill it, not entertain it, not tolerate it, not baby it. One should kill it. Well, then someone says, well, that's very difficult. But that's possible by those who have faith in Krishna and who glorify the Lord. When one is attached to Krishna, when one has faith in Krishna, then this kama-rupa durasadam can be finished. We were discussing yesterday yatpada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya kamasha udgatiyanti santa tadvan nirikta matiyo yatiyo pilutas then tadarvanam bhajavasudeva. The simply trying to give up material attachments will be very difficult. But if one's mind is engaged in the lotus feet of the Lord, Madhudvisha Padaravindasya. Madhudvisha Padaravindam. Yat Pada Pankaja Palasha Vilasha Pankaja. By devotional service, if one fixes one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, then the waves of desire, which are very difficult to stop, are automatically stopped. Arjuna also said that trying to stop the mind is vairiva sudushkana. It's more difficult than trying to stop the wind. If the wind is blowing, stand there like a policeman, stop. The wind doesn't stop. But these material desires can be stopped by the superior force of Krishna consciousness. By the superior force of Krishna consciousness. Just like the waves of a river, they're automatically stopped when they reach the ocean. May be very difficult to, how can you stop the waves of a river? But when they reach the ocean, automatically they're overcome by the superior body of water. So, in that way, what does Prabhupada say? This material enjoyment has nothing to do with the living being. Asanga hiyam purusha. The living being by nature has no connection with this material world. and therefore no connection with enjoyment in this material world. But he's imagining. Therefore it's said, Arjuna asked, what is the symptom of the self-realized person? How does he sit? How does he walk? How does he speak? The Lord said, Prajahati yada kaman, sarvan partham anogata, atmanyeva atmanatushtas tatavagyastavachita. He didn't say he speaks like this, he walks like this. He gives up material desires, which are manogata, sankalpa, prabhavan, kama. Whose was that? Kiska? Absa. Good. We don't have to shoot anyone inside. Sankalpa prabhavan kama. These material desires are born from mental concoction. They're not real. One imagines. One imagines how one will enjoy. And the actual, if one endeavors to enjoy, what he actually gets and what he imagined he'd get are totally different. What he imagined, the happiness he imagined he would get, and the happiness that he actually got, or what he actually gets instead of happiness. Because it was a dream. It was, even suppose he gets it, then it disappears very quickly. That's the way a dream is. But usually, you don't even get it. Dreaming, he'll have a very beautiful, obedient wife who will assist him in every way and be always pleasant and encouraging. And instead he gets a wife who's expensive. What's the word? Crabby, complaining, dissatisfied, troublesome. Just a simple example. Back many years ago, I had one brahmachari friend, and he decided to get married to a beautiful little girl. She was a young girl, and young and very beautiful. And as soon as she got married, she began to eat, and eat, and eat, and eat. And soon he was married to this very big woman with the mentality of a very big woman. And he was a simple, skinny, simple guy with now this big fat wife with a mentality of, a truck driver. So, it's a simple example. He was dreaming about some kind of enjoyment. But what Maya delivered was something completely different. This is Maya. Maya means that which is not. It seems to be one thing, but it's actually something very different. And of course, this is one graphic sort of example. But in so many ways, even when it seems to be very nice, she stayed thin and beautiful. Then there's some other problem. Everybody's looking at this thin, beautiful girl, and then he's always in wondering what's going on, right? What parya rupavati shatru. Chanakya Pandit says that if the wife is very beautiful, then she's your enemy. Either because you're always wondering, first because you become madly attracted, now I'm married to this beautiful girl, that you become intoxicated, practically insane. And usually jealous also, because you're always wondering whether somebody else is trying to move in on your beautiful wife. So in that way, it's like being rich. Everyone thinks being rich is so wonderful. We have some rich friends, and they tell us that you always have to guard your money. Everyone is, you know, always trying to get it. And it's very difficult to have friends because everyone now wants to be your friend. But why do they want to be your friend? So then practically you have no friends, you only have aspiring borrowers or aspiring recipients of your generosity. There's so many difficulties with being rich also. So everyone is thinking, if I were rich, but then you see the lives of those who are rich, and it's not what you're dreaming that it is. Or even sometimes the rich people, they say, if only I were just could live like a simple guy. But then the simple guys are also miserable. Everyone is thinking, if I were something else, if things were different, then I could enjoy. Just a little adjustment is all that's required, you know? Just a little adjustment, and then it will all be nice. This is called Maya. No amount of material adjustment will satisfy the spirit soul because it's Maya. It doesn't exist. It has no substance. Just like food in the mirror, no amount of food that you see in a mirror will satisfy your hunger. You have to have the actual food. So the enjoyment in this material world is the perverted reflection of the actual enjoyment. It's not, it has no substance. And still we're bewildered, thinking that, yes, I can enjoy, yes, I can enjoy. So the cure for that disease is the Krishna consciousness and the glorification of Krishna. Elsewhere, maybe second canto, it said that the glories of the Lord act like autumn rains on the pool within the heart of the devotee. Shalilam something, something, something. First canto, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. The pools become dirty, and but when the autumn rains come and settles everything, the pools become very clear and nice. So when the heart of the devotee becomes purified by hearing the glories of the Lord, then his relationship with Krishna manifests itself. We're asking, you know, should we think of Krishna's pastimes with chanting? When we chant purely, then everything will become manifest in reality. What is our relationship with Krishna? Everything about Krishna will be manifest when we hear and chant properly in the association of devotees. Okay, any questions? Yes. You have to talk double loud.
Yesterday I was reading this book about the appearance of Tulsi Maharani in this world, how she became a tree.
So she was telling that she performed austerity, and she was telling that Radharani cursed her in spiritual world. So in spiritual world, if only Krishna Katha is there, then how come it can happen that Radharani can become angry with someone and she can curse?
I haven't read the book. I don't know anything about the...
That book is by Amal Bhakta Prabhu.
Whoever wrote it.
Life of
that doesn't mean I read it. But I haven't read it anymore because he wrote it than if someone else had read it. These things, if such things occur, they're just Krishna's pastimes. They're not... they're not like the material cursing of this world.
Speaking about the example of killing lust like killing a mosquito. Maybe it sounds quite easy in a sense.
Well, killing mosquitoes isn't always that easy either. But go ahead.
So, my question is, could you offer us any other analogies, anything else you could share with us to help us understand different techniques for how we can just kill lust?
Analogies? Chant Hare Krishna. I don't know, analogy. Be engaged always in Krishna's service, that's all. It's a project. It's not, the analogy is maybe imperfect because it's not just boom. But if you just slap it once and it's gone. It requires practice. Requires practice. Yes.
Spiritual side to ourselves. The material side, there seem to be two different compartments.
Yes.
And most of the time, you know, we are like a fish in water, surrounded in this material world. How do we coexist? I mean, progress on the spiritual side and coexist with what we know around us is not, you know, the ideal situation. Every second person we are meeting outside is Maya, whether in business or daily life, you know. And we know, once we come here, we know what the real meaning of life is. How to coexist, how to balance this, if you can just guide us.
How to coexist. Mainly we have to give more attention for the spiritual side. Material side is already sort of under its own momentum. So we don't have to increase our material attachment, that's already there. But the spiritual attachment has to be increased.
Is isolation from, move away from the material things and people, or how does it work?
Yes. Material people we should move away from. Asatsanga tyag, avaishnavachar. Association is crucial. If we associate with materialists, their mentality rubs off on us. And we start thinking the way they do. We want to act in harmony with them, and so then we become material. Just thieves. If some honest person comes into the society of thieves, after some time he'll become a thief. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised a satsanga tyag. One should give up a bad association. What is bad association? Stri Sangi, those who are too much attached to women for sense enjoyment. Stri Sangi Eka Sadhu, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Abhakta are. And those who are non-devotees of Krishna. That means practically everyone. We should give up their association. Then how is it possible? Because the Sabjiwala is not a devotee of Krishna, the bus driver is not a devotee of Krishna. Then the Vishwanath Chakravarti, I think, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, it means that we don't associate with them intimately. Just, superficial or formal association. We see the sabji wala, we say, how are you? He says that everything's all right. How much is the sabji? This much. Okay, here you go. And our business is done. But we don't want to make friends with him, intimate association with him, or anyone else who's not inclined toward the devotional service of Krishna. Rather, the intimate association we should make with the devotees. That will be good, because then we'll pick up their mentality. I was just thinking, it's not a Shastric example or an example I heard Prabhupada give, but you know these secret agents, spies? They associate with everyone, but it's all superficial. Their real association is with their spy network. When they're with their spy network, then they exchange intimate talks. I stole these documents and I made friends with this person or whatever it is. Then they'll talk about everything. Otherwise, with the other people, even they may smile, they may be friendly, they may be, but there's no real connection there. It's superficial. It's simply superficial. Or Prabhupada gave the example, it's from, I guess, Hitopadesh, about the monkey and the alligator. You know the story of the monkey and the alligator? The monkey wanted to cross the river. So the alligator said, just hop on my back and I'll take you across. The monkey said, that's all right. So he got on the back of the alligator. The alligator's moving. And then once he's out in the water, he starts to submerge. And he tells the monkey that, now that I've got you, I'm going to kill you and eat your heart out along with my family. So the monkey said, you should have told me. Why didn't you tell me earlier? If only you told me. Because today I left my heart at home. But it's not too late. You can take me back and I can get my heart and then I'll come back and you can do the needful. So the alligator thought, well, that's a good idea. So he brought the monkey back to the shore. The monkey jumped off, hearty bowl. So the moral is, when you go out with the alligator, leave your heart at home. Yes.
What is the role of appreciation and glorification in among devotees, and how much importance we give to appreciating or glorifying the devotees?
I missed the first part of your question.
What is the role of
appreciation
and glorification? Amongst the devotees.
Yes, we appreciate. What is the role?
How much importance we should give?
We should appreciate the devotees. Because Krishna is with his devotees. Otherwise, it's third class devotional service. But I appreciate Krishna, but I don't appreciate his men. That's third class. Second class is, if I appreciate Krishna, and I'll appreciate his devotees also. But we should try to come to the second class platform. Krishna's not disconnected from his devotees, and he doesn't like it when we just try to move in on him and neglect his devotees. It's the other way. When his devotees are pleased, then Krishna is pleased. So the secret is to try to please the devotees, not try to please Krishna directly, independently. Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.